nearly barfing from the scent of West Dalton's cologne, a mix of cedar and something spicy. I rolled down the window and peeled the back of my thighs from the sweat between them and the leather seats. Wes's face was a mix of frustration and concern as he gripped the steering wheel. Maisie, Wes's voice was strained. I need to know about those letters. Why didn't you tell me about Earl? I'll tell you about Earl. The bitter taste of just saying the jerk's name made my mouth water. He beat Dixie Ray Gibbons so bad she lost her baby. Then he up and disappeared when he got the chance after she told him she filed them papers against him. That's what I can tell you about Earl. The hum of the car's engine filled the air as we sped down the quiet streets of Newport, Kentucky. I glanced at him, and his jaw was tight and his eyes focused. He had called me out, needing to talk about the letters he'd found after illegally letting himself into my apartment. The letters were threatening to me and Dixie, stating they knew what we'd done to Earl. Dixie Ray wasn't just a best friend. She was blood. And where I come from, there ain't nothing more precious than blood, no matter what went on. Dixie had shot him and called me. I did what needed to be done. Granted, it was to toss him in the back of Dixie's car and take him down to the beach area on the Ohio River on what I called the good side of the river, the Kentucky side. We disposed of his body, but apparently the man had 9 lives. Or I could blame it on the fact that Dixie Ray and I had not done our due diligence and made sure Earl was dead. Looking back on it, I wasn't so sure Dixie wanted to kill Earl, more like scare him so much he'd never want to mess with her again.